In March 2007, Christine St-Pierre was first elected to the Quebec Parliament. She has served as the Minister of Culture and Communications and the Status of Women, and currently is Quebec's Minister of International Relations and Francophonie. She was the keynote speaker at the SUNY Plattsburgh's Institute on Quebec Studies annual Distinguished Quebec Address. Centre for Study of Canada Director Christopher Kirky explains that the speech is designed to recognize individuals who make a profound public contribution to Quebec.
She not only had experience as a member of the National Assembly, she had experience as a cabinet minister, as Minister of Culture in the government of Jean Charest, and from all of our conversations with colleagues, other government officials, we felt very confident that her recent appointment as Minister for International Relations and La Francophonie, that she was bringing a lot of energy and a fresh vision to that ministry, which we wanted to hear today for the relationship with the United States.
During her speech, Minister St-Pierre cited data showing the importance of trade between the province and New York State. She noted that 2013 figures show that Quebec exports to New York represent 12% of their U.S.-bound exports and just under 9% of the province's global exports. The value of trade with New York exceeded the value of Quebec's trade with all of Europe. And Minister St-Pierre expects growth in that trade.
I think that we can see some places where we can increase our partnerships. For instance, energy, hydroelectricity. Also, we have to talk about security at the border. We have to look at our companies like Bombardier or Saputo, who are established here in Plattsburgh. They are creating jobs. Also in the university, we can increase our partnership. And now we see the value of the dollars, which is very interesting for us because for our exportations to the United States is very good because it's cheaper.
The Development Corporation underwrites the event. President and CEO Paul Grasso.
Canadian business here is critical to our economy. When you just look at the number of Canadian companies here and the number of suppliers here and the number of jobs that are created here because of them. The Chamber of Commerce reports that fully 20% of Clinton County's workforce gets up every day and goes to work for a Canadian-owned company. So that's a huge number. And it's very important that we understand more about them and how they do business so we can better be prepared to attract that business.
In 2013, the total value of trade between Quebec and New York State was nearly $6.7 billion U.S. dollars. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.